This is Stateside, and I'm Cynthia Canty. There is an art exhibition opening tomorrow that is like few others in the country. This is the 18th annual exhibition of art by Michigan prisoners. It's become nationally recognized, and through its 18 years, it's become the largest exhibition of prisoner art in the country. This year's exhibition includes more than 300 works of art by more than 200 artists. It'll run from tomorrow, March 19th, until April 3rd at the Duderstadt Center Gallery on the North Campus of the University of Michigan. And anyone who views these works of art will be startled, moved, and certainly impressed. Joining me today in the studio is the founder of the Prison Creative Arts Project, PCAP, Buzz Alexander, who's also a professor of English at U of M. Welcome, Buzz.
Thank you.
Very good to have you with us. And Brent Barth is with us. He's a watercolor artist, a former prisoner, and he is someone who is now part of PCAP's Linkage Project, which is aimed at connecting the artists with mentors and exhibitions once they return to society. In other words, keep the art flowing. Brent, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Buzz, take us back, if you will, to the very beginning of the Prison Creative Arts Project. And what was it that led you to found this program?
I had participated in a very small exhibition with women, and so I knew about that. But when Jenny Paul moved into my house and became my partner, we sent out a letter to all of the facilities within a 120-mile radius of Ann Arbor, and there were a lot of prisons at that time, 20 prisons. And what we discovered was that there were already great artists working in the Michigan prisons.
So the idea of going in and offering all of these forms of self-expression, the goal is what?
We go to all of the sites. Mm-hmm. This year we went to 28 prisons. There's only one prison where we didn't get to because it's way over on the Wisconsin border. Mm-hmm. And when we come in, we are in awe. We bring respect to the artists. This year there are 428 works of art in the show. And what this means to the artists, when we come in, they prepare all year for this. They start working on it, and when they come in, they're very excited about us coming. What happens for them is that they, because of the exhibition, they gain visibility. One of the artists talked about how it's a bridge between her and the community. Mm-hmm. There are several artists who've told us that they have not committed suicide because of the art show. Some artists realize that they get a kind of forgiveness, and it's not forgiveness for their crime.
Sure.
But when people come in and work with him, he re-enters the world. The students come in, and he's also been in the art show for many years. He's now home. And he says that gives him a kind of forgiveness, a kind of reconnection to the world.
And Brent Barth, watercolor artist, give us your story. So start by telling us why you were in prison and when.
I was in prison because of an accident that occurred May 7th in 2007. I had been at a golf outing with friends and was drinking. And when I left the golf outing and was headed towards home, I ran over a motorcycle. And in the process of doing that, I ended up going to prison for the crime. It was OWI causing serious injury. Mm-hmm. The people today are, I believe, okay, but mm-hmm. I've never had contact with them. Several people have told me never to have contact with them again, and I guess the biggest thing in my life that makes that so difficult is that's not Brent Barth, and mm-hmm. it's something that I'll have to live with the rest of my life. But I will tell you this, that since May 7, 2007, I haven't had a drink since.
And how long were you in prison? Where were you incarcerated and how long?
I was incarcerated in the Michigan Correctional Facility. Mm-hmm. I was in Saginaw for basically all of my term. I was there for 40 months.
Okay. And how did this art project come to you? How did you hear about it, and what were your thoughts when you heard about it?
When I started out in prison, I didn't really know about the art project. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of amazing how it worked for me is I was in the yard one day. And if you've ever been to a prison yard, the prisoners take care of the flowers and they take care of the gardens. And there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful flowers and trees. And it's just because that's what we have to take care of. That's what we find our time doing when we have free time in the yard. And I was out painting in the yard, and a fella had approached me, Larry, had approached me and another prisoner, mm-hmm. and asked me if I would take the time to teach him how to paint. And so upon that, I says, yeah, Larry, meet me out here tomorrow. I'll be here doing the same thing. Have a nice day. And the next thing you know, he didn't show up, and I didn't see him for a few days. And I received a letter back from the Hobbycraft coordinator of Saginaw Correctional Facility, Mr. Rosick. Mr. Rosick sent me this kite back, in other words, that said that you can have the cafeteria from 6 o'clock in the evening to 9 o'clock in the evening to teach your watercolor painting class at the Saginaw Correctional Facility. So we started watercolor painting class.
Is that because the other fellow went out and said, hey, guess what? There's a guy who's going to teach us? And then the word spread?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. So how many students did you have when you showed up?
We had as many as 30 people come in out of a group. And we actually would have – we only had 120 men in our particular facility. So it was a place where they came. And the amazing thing is like I think Buzz had made light of this too, is the works and the art that came out of there that showed up at the exhibit, because they would come and bring art to the exhibit. But there's another amazing thing that happened is there's a ton of this artwork that never made it there that's just as good, if not better, than the works that I've ever produced and everything else. It was just amazing to see what these prisoners could put together as art.
And what did that give you, that chance to be able to focus on your art when you were in this environment of being in a prison?
It gave me an opportunity to go places. It gave me an opportunity to see people. It gave me an opportunity to visit beaches and mountains. And those were the places that I painted a lot in my paintings, were the mountains from the Teton Mountains in Wyoming to the beaches of Florida, where I used to vacation with family all the time. And so I would revisit those places through my art. And anybody that ever had a piece of my art given to them, or anybody that ever bought a piece of work, saw where I was visiting.
Yes.
For my term when I was in prison.
And now that you're out, you're involved in what's called the Linkage Project. How does that work? Yes. What is that about?
The Linkage Project is put on by these wonderful people at the University of Michigan, Buzz Alexander mm-hmm. and Vanessa, and Heather was here before, mm-hmm. and I could give out all the list of names, and I would surely forget somebody, so I don't really want to go there. But they give you an opportunity to take your art to galleries. They give you an opportunity to go to workshops and to classes and to learn more about your art. And it's not just painting art or pencil art. Mm-hmm. It's art as far as writing mm-hmm. and dance and all those other things that Buzz had described earlier. They give you names and places of people that you need to go see and talk to so that you can advance all these wonderful things that you learned while you're in prison when you had time to learn them.
So how much difference would you say in your life that the Prison Creative Arts Project has made? Can you even put it into words, the difference it's made in your life?
No, it's really hard to put into words. And actually, it saved my life when you really get down to the nitty-gritty of it. Even Buzz said that a lot of people say that that they don't commit suicide because they have art. They have that release. And I'm a firm believer that my whole prison the whole incident altogether, the whole me getting incarcerated and me going to jail, the whole thing as a total sum saved my life.
Wow.
Otherwise, I would have been drunk and dead on a roadside from a car accident. Otherwise, all things would have happened. But the art has given me that place to go and to be mm-hmm. when I think about maybe drinking again. The art has given me a place to be. I paint on a regular basis now all the time, especially in those times when there's a mood swing. I may go to work someday and things might not be all that cheerful or all that happy. But I know when I come home, I can put it on paper and I can take it out of me and put it somewhere else.
In a positive way.
In a positive way. And it's given me that release. I'm very thankful for that. And I don't think I've said that enough to Buzz or to Vanessa or to all the others. There's so many people in the PCAP program that need the thanks.
We're talking about the Prison Creative Arts Project, PCAP, with its founder, Buzz Alexander of the University of Michigan, and watercolor artist and former prisoner Brent Barth. And the exhibition of art by Michigan prisoners will be opening tomorrow and running through April 3rd. And I went on your website, and we're going to put a link to the PCAP website up on our website at michiganradio.org, and looked at everything that's up there. And I'll tell you, there was an astonishing array of themes, some things that were very, very gentle, very harmonious, and some things that were macabre. Mm-hmm. Do you see an evolution of themes as maybe somebody starts on the darker side and then as things get out of their system or they're able to express themselves, does the art evolve maybe into a more peaceful place, if I may use that word?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Because it depends on where one is in prison and what's happening in prison at a particular time. So somebody may begin with a nature piece or a landscape or a family portrait, and then something happens and they go into dark spaces. There's a lot of art about our prisons, a lot of pieces this year. Our theme this year actually is based on the University of Michigan race theme, and our theme this year, and artists could submit for this, is understanding race. And I think there will be 30 to 40 pieces on one wall all addressing that issue.
Buzz Alexander, I know PCAP's goal in putting on these exhibitions is to inspire dialogue between the incarcerated and the community at large. What do you hope that dialogue will be?
Well, I can talk about this in two ways. Mm-hmm. The understanding race piece, actually, we're hoping that when people come into the gallery and look at that, there will be dialogues in the gallery about that. Also, what we do is we have the artists write bios, and they're all printed in a bio book. I think it may be 40 pages this year. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody looks at a work, they can go to the bio book, and that actually enhances sales because people are very honest, not about their crimes. Very few of them talk about their crimes, but mm-hmm. they talk about themselves as artists.
Which is, I'm sure, what they really want to hang on to is that putting that face forward.
That's right. And we also have a guest book where people can write in the guest book, celebrate the artists. The artists, maybe once every 3 years somebody says something nasty, but there are a million entries in that, and people celebrate the artists. They talk about particular artists and so on. I type that out, and we send a copy of that to every one of the prisoners. There's, I think, 231 prisoners in the show this year. And we also have a video, and the video goes to all of the facilities. We send it free, and people, the work improves because people are isolated in a given prison, and yet they see everything that everybody else is doing, and that's one of the reasons that this show gets better and better.
Brent, as a former prisoner and someone who is working with prisoners through the Linkage Project, what would you want people who have never been inside a prison to understand about the prisoners who are creating these pieces of art?
That's a great question. And actually, the thing that people need to understand is they're just normal people. They're people just like me and you and just like Buzz. Mm-hmm. We have feelings, and they need to be treated that way. And so many people think that, oh, they're prisoners. Oh, they're convicted felons. Oh, they're bad people. And that's not the case at all. And that's what surprised me so much about prison and actually going to prison that I never knew. I never knew. Before I went to prison, I owned a couple companies. And in owning those companies, I always shied away from anybody with any sort of a criminal conviction. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to go to prison, but even somebody just on the state or local level. But when I got there, I realized, wow, these people are just like me. And all I did was make a mistake.
Okay.
Not to make light of their mistakes.
No.
A lot of people have made some really, really bad mistakes. I made a really, really bad mistake. But they're people, and they have feelings, and I think that, you know, if anything the public needs to know is they are. They're just real.
Well, the exhibition opens tomorrow, March 19th, and runs until April 3rd. It'll be at the Duderstadt Center Gallery right there on the North Campus of the University of Michigan. And we have put up a link to the PCAP website on our website at michiganradio.org. I've been talking with the founder of the Prison Creative Arts Project, Buzz Alexander, who's also a professor of English at U of M, and Brent Barth, who is a watercolor artist, a former prisoner, and is now working with prisoners to keep the art coming once they're released into society. Thank you both so much for sharing your story, and I know there's a lot of us going to be heading over and checking out that exhibition. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Independent producer and U of M professor of art Stephanie Rowden visited prisons in Michigan, and she spoke with several incarcerated artists in 2010. She prepared this audio postcard about why the artists make art and what it means to be a part of the show.
When I do my artwork, it's very, very intense. I take my time. I don't rush it. It's intense, but it's intense in a quiet way. It's like an innocence. When you draw, don't think so much when you draw. Just go.
I've been down in prison for over 48 years, so the things that you miss most in prison, the normal, everyday things, just walking up the street, it's the things that I want to be able to see, and I can't see, so I create for myself.
In here, we're not real people, we're prisoners, but we're allowed to be real people because of our art. You could paint a mountain, and you can be in that mountain. You could paint friends and pictures of things that you longed for, that you wanted to be with at home, and it gives you that time to be with those people.
I work sitting on a small stool with a painting propped on the edge of my bed. So thankfully, I've got a bottom bunk. That's when I can paint. I use my footlocker to hold my paint palette, and I put a book on top of my wastebasket to hold my brush cleaner and my coffee cup and my spare brushes. And that's pretty much it. That's my studio.
I do a lot of portraits. Themes: slavery, being free, Underground Railroad, struggles, joyful things too, pride. Those are my big things that I draw about.
I like to do scenes that have to do with memories of people, the streets you used to live on, maybe a cottage in the woods that you used to go to, soft, serene places. And I want people to be able to look at the art and have a nice feeling about it.
It's just something bigger than life right now, that to be finally a part of something with my art. I know a lot of people will see this.
When they say that 3,000 visitors showed up, I would assume that they may come from all over the world.
I want as many of my proceeds to go to charity as I can, because my case, I was drinking and driving, I killed a guy in a car accident, and I'm trying to give something back to the community in any way I can, as soon as I can. You know, after racking your brain for so many years, you're like, what do I do? You're like, well, this is what I can do. The money's nothing. That's nothing. You know, it's just, like I said, trying to give back something back. That's all I want to do.
My name is James Goslin.
My name is Edward Mast.
My name is Ruben Kenyatta.
Brent Barth.
Vincent Camacho.
Corey Tackett.
Maurice Lucas.